This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
My father had invested everything he had made from hustling numbers and everything into this party because that was his dream. Everything was at stake. And to lose it like that in one night, that was just like devastating because people thought he was responsible. Everybody thought my dad set that party up.
If you're having a party 2 or 3 days in a row, on that last day, the robbers could have been at the previous parties the nights before.
And the fella came in the bedroom where she was, and he took the blow of the cocaine, and that's when he explained to her who you are.
Some of the richest men in this country, some of the toughest men in this country, guys who would not hesitate to blow your head off, you know, because you stepped on their shoes.
From iHeartRadio and Doghouse Pictures, this is Fight Night. I'm Jeff Keating. As we mentioned in episode 5, we believe Richard Wheeler was the mastermind of the heist. Wheeler had flown back to New York as an alibi, but his top enforcer, a man named Fast Eddie Parker, had his crew masked, armed, and ready to hit the after party. I tracked down the house where the robbery occurred, and the current owner, Chicken Man's nephew, invited me in.
So we're standing here where the robbery took place almost 50 years ago. It's just unbelievable to be at the spot where this all took place after doing so many years of research. I'm imagining where the robbers would have been stationed as all of the partygoers were coming up to the house, how they would have been communicating on their walkie-talkies, how they would have been basically figuring out how to stay hidden while crowds of people were coming up to the house. It's a cul-de-sac. There's no way out.
My name is James Martin. I'm the owner of the house. I'm also the nephew of Chicken Man, Gordon Williams.
So somewhere down on Handy Drive, I'm guessing maybe a football field or less. You've got a car parked with one or two of the robbers inside on walkie-talkies, and they're basically communicating to one or two of the gentlemen at the front door of your house, letting them know that more cars and partygoers are coming up and preparing to come in. So they've got a lookout somewhere down there telling them what's about to happen as they enter the house.
Okay.
We also think that there is somebody parked on Old No on the other side of this that is letting that lookout car know that cars are about to turn as well. But I'm really imagining what's going on in the house right now. So I'm just inside the door where the robbery took place. Fast Eddie Parker would have been one of the gunmen at the front door, holding a .357 with a silencer. The other gunman would have been McKinley Rogers holding a sawed-off shotgun.
Okay.
William Knox is the first person that greets the partygoers, we found out. And as soon as William lets in these three guys, the party is over and things are about to change.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is from one of my interviews with Chicken Man as he reflected on that night. Barbara was getting ready in her bedroom when one of the masked gunmen came in while she was taking a blow of cocaine. This is the moment the robbery really began.
The robbers came and planted themselves early in the house of the lady who was lived in the house. She had some cocaine around there, and she told me that she was in there making up in her bedroom. And the fella came in the bedroom where she was, and he took a blow of the cocaine, and that's when he explained to her who he was. So they kept her there under the gun.
The after party never gets going because the robbers came in during the time while everybody was leaving the Muhammad Ali fight and got set up before they arrived. James and I concluded how they entered Barbara's bedroom.
At some point, there is one of the robbers that comes into the room, either through this front door leading into the bedroom or through the Jack and Jill bathroom, sneaking in this way. And as she's dressing, he basically pulls out a gun and lets her know that the robbery is on.
You know what makes sense to me is that if you're having a party 2 or 3 days in a row, on that last day, the robbers could have been at the previous parties the nights before.
They were. They absolutely were casing the place out.
Meanwhile, after Ali's victory, Chicken Man left the municipal auditorium and headed to the Regency Hotel. He was so excited from the victory, he wasn't even thinking about what was going down at his house.
I go from the fight to the Regency. So I see Frank. All the people around here know Frank. Frank Molden. But Frank Molden had been right here with the number.
Chicken Man is speaking about Frank Molden, one of the key characters in our story. Frank started out running numbers in Atlanta in the 1950s and 60s and eventually moved to New York. There he worked his way up and became a major drug dealer and distributor. Frank was known as the Black Godfather and supposedly one of the leaders of the Council of 12. This was a group of high-level decision makers for black organized crime. The Council of 12 was known to be responsible for drug dealing, prostitution, racketeering, and other illegal activities around the country. We found out that Frank Molden would eventually be indicted and charged with 25 years to life for participating in a narcotics ring that had sold over $200 million worth of cocaine and heroin. Frank was a serious gangster, but he was also Chicken Man's friend. And Frank was the one who went to Fireball and told him to ask Chicken Man to host the after party in Atlanta. Here's Chicken Man telling JD where he went after the fight.
I hang around at the Regency for a while, talking to JB and some friends. He said I might come out there, but he didn't really want to be where the gamblers was because he wasn't a gambler.
I remember seeing you at the Regency. Brought Muhammad Ali back down
there. So I'm in there when you bring him Muhammad Ali back down there on the first floor. Muhammad Ali came in and the people, the press and everybody was all around. Well, I was there.
Yeah, I remember seeing you now.
At about 1 a.m., Chicken Man and Fireball leave the Regency, heading to the house where the robbery was already in full effect. Chicken Man is so hyped up from the celebration, he's not even thinking about why Barbara Smith never showed up at the fight.
It never dawned on me why she didn't come, but that didn't matter. That the fight was over now and we was on the way home. So I tell a friend of mine, Johnny Johnson from Philadelphia, I said, I'm going to go. I go and get the car and I go. I had no idea. I mean, everything was up in there.
Good.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Back where the robbery took place, I continued my tour with James Martin, that's Chicken Man's nephew, and the current owner of the house.
It was looking like a place where you were going to go gamble and party.
Okay.
The curtains were drawn, but there's music blaring from inside of the house, and specifically the front room. They had lights going, and that behind the curtains, they had people dancing and partying. So even it looked like, with the shadows and movement, like people were celebrating inside. So as you're walking towards the house, you feel like you're walking into a celebration. And people are walking up this stone walkway with grass on either side of it to the front door, probably drunk, probably high, and definitely completely excited and full of celebration after the Muhammad Ali fight. And many of them carrying stacks of cash and covered in jewelry.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm thinking that the first thing your experience is shock that you are celebrating about 10 to 20 minutes earlier, and now you've got a shotgun or a 357 with a silencer to your head. I'm thinking that you're scared. I'm thinking that you're trying to figure out what happened.
Here's an interview between J.D. Hudson and Chicken Man that was recorded several years after the heist. Chicken Man is explaining what happened when he first arrived back at the house.
I'm late getting there to the park, but when I do show up, I mean, the cars is lying all around the place. You understand? I mean, I said, what are you people going to think we have up in here? I had a special way I would come to that house.
And this house had to be where it was. It was, you had to know where you were going to go there. There's no way you could have them up there.
You had to go down and turn. And then turn.
And cut aside.
And when I came in that second drive, there was a Cadillac parked there. I don't know whose Cadillac was. Yeah. And I looked at my plate and caught the license plate, New York license plate. The cars is lying all around the place. You understand? I mean, I said, what are these people going to think we have up in here? All these cars, Rolls Royce and Chevrolet limousines.
You know, whose Cadillac that was?
I don't know whose Cadillac was. And I come to find out it was them the robbers. I fired to get me a little place on the corner, and I park, and I jump out, and I run the house.
The way they was doing, they had it was a fake setup in the living room, and They had the music loud, and when I came to the door, by me having the key, everybody else knocked on the door. When I came, so the guy said, oh, you must be the house man.
Chicken Man came in the house, jiggling his keys, with Fireball right behind him. The robbers thought, oh, he must be the house man. He's got the keys to the house. Here's what Chicken Man walked in on.
When I came in, the robbery was in progress. So he got a shotgun and he said, ain't nothing but a robbery. And I was reading, he said it wasn't nothing but a robbery because it wasn't the police. You know, that because the robbers could take the money and go, but if it's the police, then we go, everybody going to jail.
The robbers announced to Chicken Man, the house man, this ain't nothing but a robbery. Chicken Man interprets this, that losing their cash and jewelry isn't as bad as going to jail, which is what would have happened if the cops showed up. Our research shows that Chicken Man and every partygoer who stepped into the house had a .357 Magnum pushed up against their head by Fast Eddie Parker, or, as was the case with Fireball, had a sawed-off shotgun pressed against their back by McKinley Rogers. Tobe, the guest of honor, and a few partygoers were used as decoys in the front room of the house. Just imagine the extended horror on their faces as they were forced to fake party with the gunmen in the room for the past few hours. The tension in this scene must have been overwhelming. The gunmen had to manage every new guest as they walked through the door and then forced them through the front room and the kitchen to the basement stairs. Here I am with James in the house at the top of the staircase.
So just to be clear, has this always been the way that is the down to the basement?
These stairs are the original carpenter stairs.
You've always had to come through the kitchen and gone down into the basement.
Then the only way into the basement.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So we're talking a tight squeeze getting through this little thing. You got someone behind you. Oh my goodness.
Be careful coming down here.
Oh my goodness. And look at how wide. I mean, you're talking, you can't even get two people necessarily side by side on this thing. Oh my goodness.
Here's Chicken Man telling J.D. Hudson what it was like being forced down into the basement.
When they take me downstairs, Fireball was behind me. So they hit him when they come in the
mattress. Hit Fireball?
Yeah, they hit him. It was a full basement in the house. So they took the people down the steps into the basement and they were making them lay down and men undressed so they could search their pockets and that kind of thing. They were talking on the walkie-talkies, talking to the people in the car on the outside. Every time they see a car come up there, they would follow them up. And when they get out coming to the house, they would tell the people in the house how many people was coming or approaching.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit TrinitySchool.org for more info now.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, Symbiotica.com.
We know that this basement would have been decorated like a casino in Vegas. Chicken Man wanted this to look just like Vegas. So the craps tables could have been over here. You could have had a blackjack table that was over here. You could have had another card table over here. There was supposedly a bar that was set up in this area right here with maybe seven or eight bar stools for the ladies to sit at. I mean, it literally was supposed to look like a casino.
Oh, wow. Okay, it's hard to imagine that now.
This would have been like decked out to the nines.
Here's JD asking Chicken Man if he remembers a woman being involved.
There had to be about six of them, and a woman was there.
Remember hearing some heels clicking?
Yeah.
They said some woman had on high heels, and they kept on hearing the heels clicking. And she was taking some shit, put in the pillowcases.
Some of the victims claimed they did hear high heels clicking on the basement floor. And so that gave them the idea that there may have been a woman involved in the robbery. Plus, one of the women who reported the robbery said she saw a thin female hand reaching towards one of the garbage cans where she had thrown her diamond necklace to try to hide it. And so that only increased their suspicions that a female was involved. That female robber may have been Lillian Dabney, and she could have been assisted by Bookie Brown. We think he was forcing people down into the basement with the help of James Henry Hall. Charles Lee was probably in the house somewhere as well, and maybe even Houston Hammonds. All of these names will continue to come up when JD begins his investigation into the robbery. Let's go back to the house where I explained to James what happened to his uncle.
So, James, your Uncle Gordon, Chicken Man, comes in as the robbery is in full effect, okay?
Okay.
Chicken Man walks in the door. He's got a shotgun that greets him in the face. They escort him down here. They strip him out of his clothes. Supposedly, they rob him of $971 plus some jewelry. But what was interesting about Chicken Man is underneath his suit and stuff that he had for the Muhammad Ali fight, he had on long underwear. Now, it's October, and it may be kind of cold, but everybody else supposedly had kind of like skimpy underwear or just normal underwear, whatever.
A few of the hustlers who saw Chicken Man in his long underwear thought that he was prepared to be stripped, and that meant he was implicated. But Chicken Man felt he was a victim just like everyone else. Here he is remembering one woman named Gladys who did not want to give up her ring.
The same thing. So the robbers, you could hear them, it was spiffy that they were smoking. And you could hear them. I never forget a girl named Gladys from New York. And she saved one of her rings. She had one of the big rings. You better get that ring. Which woman? She said, I cut that fucking. So, you know what I mean? They wasn't driving.
Here's how JD described it to me back in 2002 when we had our first interview together.
The robbers had preceded them there. They had bought masks and sawed off shotguns and stuff, and they preceded them there. And when they got there, they greeted them.
Okay.
And as each one came in the door, he looked up about stairs. They were undressed, both women and men, the jewelry, and money was taken. Binks,
shoes.
They didn't take any mink coats and any of those alligator shoes.
They didn't take any of them.
They took cash and jewelry.
Okay, right. Okay, so
still trying to get this in my head. These people are down in the basement. You know, some of them are already there. Some of them are pulling up and there's Rolls Royces or their big cars or their limousines, and they can't tell anything that is going on as far as a robbery. There's no screaming going on. There's no gunshots going on. They don't know what's going on. They got shotguns in that basement.
You know, we had guys who told us they went into the house with $10, $15, $20, $30,000 in their pockets. And a lot of people would play in that house. And that was back when $15,000 was a lot of money. It's like having $1.5 million today. That's the kind of money those guys carried.
That was a hustler who always had three bodyguards.
Anytime you went into a building, two went inside with him. One stayed with him wherever he was in a building. The other one stayed near the door. And the other one stayed outside in the car. Never got out the car. And he was the last guy that came in.
James and I imagine what happened to Frank Moten, the Black Godfather, and his bodyguards when they walked into shotguns pointed at their faces. A man they would have known, Tobe, we found out was the honored birthday guest. And he was sitting with a ghastly look on his face, greeting the guests as they walked through the front door. James then asked me an important question.
Were they able to get the guns from them as they were coming through the door?
They did get the guns from them as soon as they walked in the door. One of the guys supposedly knocked Frank's bodyguard on the back of the head or his back and basically pushed him down these stairs. As soon as you walk off the stairs here, you are probably forced into one corner of this basement. You've got one of those guns, either a sawed-off shotgun or a 357 with a silencer to your head. You are forced to undress down to your underwear. I'm imagining as a woman, you're completely embarrassed and pissed and scared of what these men with guns might do to you outside of making you undress.
Listen to how J.D. Hudson described these gangsters like Frank Moten to Chicken Man when I interviewed them on camera for the first time ever in 2003.
Some of the richest men in this country, some of the toughest men in this country, guys who would not hesitate to blow your head off, you know, because you stepped on their shoes. Now you're going to take that money, and that was not important for them. What was important, they made those gorgeous, beautiful women with these mink coats and all the dabbling undressed down to their panties. Now that was the insult. I can't protect my woman. How dare you?
This is what is crazy, James. You have some of the biggest gangsters in the country from Philadelphia, from D.C., from Chicago, from New York. Some of them are killers. If they're not, they are tough hustlers from the streets. They all are packing heat, and not a shot was fired that night, James. I still cannot figure that out. That, to me, is the most shocking part of this whole robbery. Now, I understand when you've got guns pointed to your head and when you've got sawed-off shotguns at your back that you know that if you make a move, you could be killed, but there's so many of these gangsters that are being robbed. I just don't know how they don't pull off some type of retaliation during this whole thing.
So with all this, I'm assuming that Chicken Man had me thinking, okay, well, they're going to be coming for me at some point unless I definitely prove that I had nothing to do with this, because they would think that he would have something to do with it, with him being the owner of the home and having on long johns. So I definitely understand that.
Even though not a shot was fired that night, you have to think that the gangsters who got robbed, who were embarrassed, who couldn't protect their women, had one thing on their minds: payback.
Fight Night is a joint production from iHeartRadio, Will Packer Media, and Doghouse Pictures in association with Psychopia Pictures. Produced and hosted by Jeff Keating. Executive producers are Will Packer, James Lopez, Kenny Burns, Dan Bush, Lars Jacobson, and Noel Brown. Supervising producer is Taylor Chicoine. Story editors are Noel Brown and Dan Bush. Written by Jeff Keating and Jim Roberts. Edited by Matt Owen. Mixing and sound design by Jeremiah Kulani Prescott. Music written and performed by the Diamond Street Players. Additional music by Ben Lovett. Audio archives courtesy of WSB News, Film, and Videotape Collection, Brown Media Archives, University of Georgia Libraries. Special thanks to Dr. Maurice Hobson and David Davis.
Fight Night is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.